give a woman a phrase and she's going to want a visual to go with it. That's how it all started. One weekend during Easter of 2016, the only thing that popped off the pages of scripture for Julie Storr were the words, "So that." And that is where her journey began. Welcome to Lexio the Liturgy, where we unpack the prayers that come from the centuries-old treasury found in the Roman Catholic Church. And now, here's Julie Storr.
Happy Easter. This week we Lexio the Liturgy with a collect for Easter Sunday, Mass during the day. O God, who on this day through your only begotten Son have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we, who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection, may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Easter Vigil is my favorite liturgy of all time. I love how the church is dark when the Mass starts. It's just like the disciples of Jesus the night before the resurrection. They were in the dark, probably unaware that the next morning would change the world for all time. On this night, we hear the proclamation of Easter, the Exalted. In it, we hear how the vigil of Easter is the night that the doors to slavery were opened. This is the night that the Israelites were set free from slavery in Egypt. This is the night that sets Christians apart from worldly vices. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death. While the Easter Exalted tells us about the doors that were opened to free us from slavery, the collect tells us that Jesus opened for us the doors to eternity, and you know what? They're the same doors. The doors that were closed and locked shut were the ones when Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, known as Paradise or the Garden of God. Humankind could no longer be in Paradise or the company of God. It was no little offense. It was a serious penalty. But humankind was given a promise. Historians estimate that it was 4,000 years between Adam and Eve and Jesus, and all people had to cling to was that promise from God, that he would send a Savior, and when that Savior rose from the dead, the doors were opened again. In the prayer, we ask that we, who keep the solemnity of the resurrection, may rise up in the light of life through the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Easter Sunday is our God-given opportunity to remember that we are resurrection people. The people in darkness have seen a great light, we read in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, and those people are us. Once we find this light, how do we keep it? We follow. In John chapter 8, verse 12, we read, Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Vine's Expository Dictionary defines the light in John 8:12 as the Lord, as luminator of men. The Nicene Creed, we proclaim that we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Our light not only comes from, but it is illumined through our renewal in the Holy Spirit. Lent seems to be like it was always focused on Jesus, but when it comes to Easter morning, it's about the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul tells us and the Romans, if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies as well, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Romans 8:11. What does that mean for us? Jesus wasn't just brought back to life. He was resurrected into a new life. And when we let the Spirit bring us to new life, the same thing happens. We walk in the light of life as new creatures, commissioned and fully equipped to do what Jesus did, to go and make disciples, baptize and teach, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20a. And we're called to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. If that sounds like a lot, just remember that that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead already dwells in you. Thanks for praying with me. To learn more about Lexio the Liturgy or to contact me to be a speaker at your next event, head to my website, lexiotheliturgy.com.